Hi there, this is Alan Tudyk. I'm Wash. And at times I will wash myself just when I get dirty. This is Hypeable Podcast. Talk about Firefly, why don't you?
Welcome, everybody, back to our next episode of Rewatchable, a podcast brought to you from the folks at Hypeable.com. During Rewatchable, as the name might suggest, we rewatch some of our favorite shows that went off the air perhaps far too quickly than they should have. And we're starting off this podcast by rewatching a show that was absolutely canceled way before its time, and that would be Firefly by the amazing Joss Whedon. So today we are up to episode 105, which is the episode entitled Safe. Just to remind you very briefly what the episode was about. Mal and the crew are visiting an outlying planet to deliver the cargo that they had obtained the last episode, which was the cargo full of cows. And while visiting this planet, things, unsurprisingly perhaps, don't go very well. Simon and River kind of wander off, and they end up getting kidnapped by the local villagers who happen to be in need of a doctor, and Simon fits the bill. Meanwhile, at the pen where the cattle are, there's something of a shootout occurs, and we end up with Shepard being very seriously injured, and they need to get him some medical help. That help arrives, and that there aren't the ramifications that they think there are going to be. So it's really an interesting episode that has a lot of different dynamics going on with it. So before we get into our instantaneous thumbs up, thumbs down reactions, just to remind you, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. You can also put a comment over on our rewatchable threads on hypeable.com. That's hypable.com. And we're really interested in hearing what you folks have to say about the shows that we are rewatching. Thinking about the episode itself, for you guys, especially our newbies, this episode, are we talking a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a thumb sideways here on this one?
Up. It had a lot of Simon, which is why it has a lot of thumbs up for me.
Mine's definitely more of a thumb sideways. I liked it. It was entertaining, but it's not one of my favorites, so I'd say sideways.
Thumbs double up, one of my favorite episodes.
So I'm going to be like the lone like naysayer here and be like, this is not one of my favorite episodes. It's down there for me. I mean, I get where it goes in the progression, but it's just not one of my favorites. I grow a little bored with the Tams just kind of being out where they are. But for the folks who did say it was a favorite or were more favorable to it, do you say would be your favorite scene?
Well, it wasn't my favorite, but I loved River dancing in the little, like, I called it, the first thing I thought of was The Hobbit, but it was like a little Hobbit party where they're all dancing around, and just seeing her so happy was one of the highlights of the episode, because all we've seen so far is her kind of freaking out and being upset, and things have just been getting to her, and so it was nice to see her just kind of let go and have fun.
So River dances with the psychotic Hobbiton people. That's good.
My favorite part of this episode was where Simon and River had this like heart-to-heart moment, and like River is explaining to Simon that even though she may have these moments where she just kind of goes a little crazy, like she understands everything that's happening and she understands what's going on. And I feel like it's a moment of realization for Simon, because he's been treating her just kind of like a 5-year-old who like don't touch the sharp objects and like and stay away from this or that. But like, this is the moment where he really realizes that she's not this 5-year-old, but she just is a normal person who has these tendencies to do these weird things because of what happened to her. And I really like that. I really like that a lot.
I think my favorite scene is kind of the same one, but because of how River's kind of telling Simon she recognizes how much he's given up for her, and that, you know, she thinks that, or she wishes he could be able to go back to that. And he tells her, you know, I wouldn't do that. And I just love that sibling relationship. I've said it before, Simon and River have one of my favorite sibling dynamics, period. So just anytime the Tam siblings have a little heart to heart, I melt.
I was just going to say, I have to also say that Zac Efron being at the beginning of this freaked me out.
Yes!
And so him just being on screen was like a, hold on, what am I watching? Why is he here? What is going on? And so that I like ran to IMDb to make sure it was him. And it was, yeah. So that was another little highlight for me. It was just like, holy crap.
I had the same moment. I was just like, wait a minute. That kid looks like he's way too, like, he's kind of pretty. Who does he familiar? like, who does he remind me of? And then I was like, wait a minute. And it was really awesome because I didn't know that the show was that, like I didn't realize he was that old. Like, the show was a long time ago, and I didn't realize Zac Efron was old enough to be in this.
It's funny, I had that moment watching it this time, too. I've watched this episode more times than I can count, and I just, this time went, that's Zac Efron.
It was, like, the first thing that hit me, and I was just like, oh my gosh, that's Zac Efron sitting in front of me. It just got me. It was one of those just perfect moments where you're just like, I was not expecting that at all.
I think, like I said, this is not really one of my favorite episodes at all. But the bit that I do like, when they're looking at the stuff in the store together, and Kaylee's looking at the different things, and then Simon just totally puts his foot in his mouth. Like, Kaylee finds something that she likes, and Simon's like, oh, look at all this cheap crap that they have here. And it just crushes Kaylee's poor little hopeful heart. Like, that just, I don't know. I like that scene because it's so sad. How about quotes? There are definitely a couple of iconic quotes in this episode. Anybody have a quote that they like?
I have two. My first favorite is when Mal's like, it never goes smooth. How come it never goes smooth? Because it really never goes smooth for him. And then I really liked it when they were talking about smuggling black market beagles. Like, that was just hysterical.
I actually love, it's a little interaction between River and Mal when he's yelling at her about being loud. And she says, the human body can be drained of blood in 8.6 seconds given adequate vacuuming systems. And then Mal responds with, see, creepy, morbid and creepifying, I got no problem with, long as she does it quiet-like. I just loved it. It's so them. I just loved it. Ugh.
I just will never be over Jane reading Simon's diary. Dear diary, today I was pompous and my sister was crazy. Today we were kidnapped by hill folk, never to be seen again. It was the best day ever.
The one that I like is sort of just the iconic line, one of the iconic lines from the series about when Mal goes, look at this, seems like we got here just in the nick of time. What does that make us? And then Zoe just deadpans, big damn heroes, sir. And ain't we just. I love particularly Zoe's delivery. And it's one of those lines that you see on t-shirts, on coffee mugs. Like, it's one of the more famous items from the series. So I definitely have an attachment to it for that reason. Okay, so let's get into discussing the episode itself. One of the big things about this episode is it does provide us a bit of backstory into the Tam family via a flashback. What did you guys like the best with this backstory on the Tams?
I really like the relationship between River and Simon, and I loved seeing how well he knew his sister, because you could just tell that it didn't take much for him to realize how bad it was for River at the academy or wherever she was. And like, it didn't take much in her letters for him to get the hint that something was wrong. And I just love that we got to see where that started and where, you know, their relationship is now, and kind of we're getting a bridge as to how they got there. And I love that.
I loved seeing them as kids when River is making the jokes about being attacked by dinosaurs and having to resort to cannibalism. She's so much younger, but then she's using these huge words and correcting Simon's homework, telling him the book is wrong. And I just love seeing that dynamic, how it played out from a young age. So you can kind of see, because they got along so well as children, why he would sacrifice so much for her as an adult. I love that.
How about when you then kind of like juxtapose that relationship, where he's, you know, they're so close, they're so tight, they really enjoy each other, they're not like bickering like brothers and sisters, and now you see where they are. It's such a hard situation. Who does your heart break more for? Does it break more for Simon, or does it break more for River?
For me, it's definitely Simon, just because he is seen the whole thing and he knows everything that's gone on and he wants to help. He just wants to fix it and he can't. Like, he doesn't know how. And so it just seems even so much harder for him. I know River's like going through a lot with it, but he's just helpless. And I just, there's something about someone being completely helpless to solve a problem that gets me every time.
I agree. It's definitely for Simon, just because the poor guy can't do anything. Like, he wants to help his sister and he wants to help. Like, he loves her so much and he can't do a single possible thing to help her out. And I feel like that's so heartbreaking.
And he has all this knowledge at his disposal that just is useless for him in that situation, which is even worse than not knowing what to do, is having something you could potentially do and not being able to do anything with it.
I do feel very badly for Simon this episode because he's dealing with everything he's dealing with River. And I feel like he and Kaylee would have had more of a shot if he wasn't constantly being distracted by River. And I feel like on a certain level, like if he pays a little bit of attention to Kaylee, like he like chides himself for not focusing more on River. Like he blames himself if he gets distracted just a second from River. Like he can't live with himself like that. Do you guys feel like that too?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like he would blame himself if he allowed himself to be distracted and anything happened to her. He would not be able to get over that. And so therefore he can't focus on anything but River.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like 100%.
It's kind of like the last time he took his eyes off of her for any amount of time. She got taken and experimented on, whatever happened to her. So he's not going to let that happen again.
Yeah. How much guilt do you think Simon has carrying around?
More than he deserves anyway, because there was no way they could know what would have happened. But he is so protective of her that of course he's feeling incredibly guilty that he let it go on and couldn't do anything more quickly to help her, and then is guilty that he's helpless despite having all this medical knowledge at his disposal.
I would say his personality comes off that, you know, whether he could help or not, he's going to find himself guilty of not being able to. So, you know, despite his knowledge and despite, you know, his connection to River, the fact that he can't do anything just makes it that much worse. And so I always feel so bad for Simon.
Taking a look at other parts of Simon there too, he ends up insulting Serenity. Do you think he thinks about it or in the situation, like how arrogant is he? Do you think he was totally thoughtless or it doesn't come to him right away? Like, do you think he realizes the words, like how thoughtless they were? Or I don't know. What do you think? Is he learning to be more thoughtful, or was he really kind of arrogant and is learning to be not so much?
I think Simon has this kind of casual arrogance, if that makes sense, in the way that he was just brought up so much differently that he just sees the world in a completely different way than everyone else pretty much on the ship. So when in that scene where he insults Serenity, that at least I saw is just he was completely stressed out and freaking out about it and just taking it out on whatever he could think of because he was stressed. But I think he's learning in a way when he realizes he's sticking his foot in his mouth to be more thoughtful, but it's not something he's really had to do before because of the way he was brought up.
Kind of feel like his insulting Serenity fell more into the loss of filter thing. Like, I don't think he meant to do it, especially in front of Kaylee, but he didn't think about it. And because he's focused so much on trying to keep River safe and happy that he didn't think about it and it just came out. And yeah, since he's never really had to worry about, you know, parsing his words, he never worried about it, but now he kind of needs to. And I think he's got that now. He kind of knows he has to watch what he does and says.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was one of those like, whoops, did I say that out loud moments? You know, if he could take it back, he would.
Yeah, I definitely agree. If he could take it back, I feel like he would in an instant.
We were talking a little bit about this the last episode, about people being good judges of character. How do you think Inara views Simon? Because she kind of witnesses a little bit of what goes on there. Do you think Inara thinks that Simon is worthy of Kaylee's attention?
I feel like she's a really good judge of character, at least from what I've seen and what I personally think of her. So I feel like she does think that Simon is good for her. And I feel like because she could tell that Kaylee has a crush on him. And, like, right in the shop when she blushed and she's like, oh, wow, you like, it's really obvious. I feel like at that point she would have tried to talk her out of it if she didn't like Simon. I feel like that would have been a perfect moment for her to just be like, well, you know, he's not that great of a person, or just use that moment as, like, girl time to talk to her about it. But I feel like she approves, and I feel like she's going to help them.
Yeah, I feel like Inara's perspective, like, she has a unique perspective to the rest of the crew because she's a companion and she kind of floats into, like, you know, higher level people, like we saw in last episode with Atherton. And then she's also a part of Serenity and is just as much part of the crew as anybody else. So she kind of sees all of the different levels of, like classes of, you know, of nobility, I guess would be the word. But, you know, she kind of gets all of that. And so I think she understands where Simon's coming from better than a lot of others. And so, yeah, I do think she thinks he's good for Kaylee, and that if, you know, if Kaylee can kind of, you know, get in with it and talk to him a little bit and stop being so shy, that it could go well. So, yeah, I do think she supports it.
Well, and Nara talks about when selecting a client to be with, that there's the compatibility of spirit. So I think she sees that with the people that are on the ship, too, and would see that Simon's got a good spirit or whatever around him, despite him sticking his foot in his mouth more often than he probably should, and would just try and dissuade Kaylee from him if she thought he didn't have that.
This episode in particular really has, like, two divergent stories, because we have the River and Simon tack and the, what you could call the meanwhile back at the OK Corral tack. So focusing in a little more on, like, consistently on Simon and River, you know, we know that, you know, River's had it really rough. She's freaking out. She can't do anything. Like, she can't handle anything. You know, she's freaking out about getting shots, and we realize why. But it just makes life so rough. So Simon gets to see her in this area, so carefree, dancing. And it's really cool because it gets to showcase Summer Glau's natural dance talent. She's a honored ballerina. So this was an area where she could really shine with that particular dance talent. You know, and then they get kidnapped off by the creepy people. Simon gets to finally be a doctor again and start to do some good. Do you think that Simon really starts to think that this is a viable option for him to be in River in this environment instead of the Serenity environment? You know, obviously, eventually, there's a real reason why they can't stay there. But do you think that he starts to consider that this may be genuinely a better environment for him and his sister?
I kind of saw the wheels starting to turn when he first walks into, like, the hospital or the medical area. Like, he walks in and they just start talking to him like, we need a doctor here, you know, here's what's going on, you know. And I see him kind of turning the wheels, like, this could be a good place. Like, maybe we could stay here. Maybe it's not so bad. And then it almost, like, turns and he thinks, but what if they find us? Like, in Serenity, they're always on the move. And here, they would be stuck in one place. And if they found them, it would be a lot harder for them to escape. So I kind of feel like that all happened in his head at one point. And so it was, because then he kind of attacks her and is like, this, you know, you kidnapped us and took us. You didn't give us a choice. And so I feel like he kind of had an internal struggle all in one little scene.
Yeah, I feel like he definitely started thinking, like, I completely agree with everything you just said, Kristen, because he definitely did start thinking, oh, maybe this is, like, a good spot, because, like, he can help all of these people and he can start using his skills. But at the same time, he wouldn't be safe from the Alliance. And it was actually kind of worrying me, because I might have been the only one, Kristen. I don't know if you felt this at all, but I felt like when they left him, I wasn't sure whether or not they were actually going to leave him, and then they're going to do this whole side storyline for a little while until they needed help. And I was like, are they really going to, like, leave him there forever? And so it felt like he was going to stay there with his sister, to me. And I hope I wasn't the only one who felt like that.
Yeah, I really wasn't sure how this episode was going to wrap up. When I saw Serenity, like, fly away, I was like, okay, maybe they stay here. Like, I know nothing about what happens. And so I'm just like, I will just take the ride and see what happens from here on out. So I was with you. I didn't know if they were going to end up back on the ship.
Do you guys feel like the reason, like, Simon is, do you think that he's, like, more critical of situations and surroundings because he realizes how deeply wrong his parents are? Like, or do you think he would have known anyway? Like, he starts talking about River talking in the code, and I know something's wrong. I mean, I feel like Simon carries a lot of anger, a lot of unresolved anger with his parents. I feel like he strives to be better than them. Like, he really needs to question his surroundings all the time because he knows his parents were taken in or so, like, ready to drink the Kool-Aid in a way. Do you guys, how do you guys think, like, his parents' experience, like, affects his current choices? I'm just thinking, like, his parents are so in denial of, oh, River's fine, it's nothing. And he's like, there's a code, you know, and like, he starts pulling out these things that he's saying that make absolutely no sense. And he's so angry with them because they won't even look. They won't even do anything. And he's like, there's something wrong here. And like I said, the parents have just drunk the Kool-Aid that, oh, no, it's fine. She's just overly stressed. Do you feel like their inaction or their willingness to believe that everything's fine, like, now it causes him to be doubly cautious or to, like, question everything even more because of how bad his previous situation was, like, how wrong his parents were?
Oh, yeah. I definitely, definitely think that. I feel like in any situation where a character has to prove something to someone and they don't believe him and they're, like, in that state where they've drunk the Kool-Aid and they don't believe the main character, I feel like any character that's been in that situation that I've seen or read about is definitely more paranoid about where they are and what's happening and the people around them. Because on one side, he might feel like he's the crazy one and he's just like he knows he's not, but that sometimes he feels he is. So therefore, he has to be really paranoid not to make himself look crazy. And he has to make sure that, like, his surroundings are, like, appropriate and that he's not overreacting. And I feel like he's definitely, that's definitely affected him in all of his choices and where he goes.
I think maybe he overcompensates a little bit for the distrust from his parents because they should have been the people he could have turned to for his sisters and their child's well-being when it was in question. But Simon, I think more than anyone, we see a lot questioning motives, you know. He asks Mal, why did you come back for us? And he's constantly questioning, you know, why are you keeping us around, kind of thing. So he's always trying to figure out if people have an angle and if they're safe, because I think he has to kind of overcompensate for that because he's the only one at this point that he thinks he can trust with his and his sister's safety.
How about, like, his level of anger? Like, I feel like he's just got a lot of unresolved anger, too, and he's got, like, nowhere to vent it. You know, anger from the parents not believing him, anger from him giving up his medical career, anger that he didn't get to his sister sooner, that he's here in Serenity. Like, how do you feel, I just feel like he has a lot of anger issues that, and he doesn't really come out and fly off in a rage. Like, it's very pent up. Like, how, I know where I feel like the anger went. Do you guys, like, have an opinion as to where all this unresolved anger went?
I have no idea. I'm, like, trying to think of, like, where his unresolved anger, like where he vented it towards, but I can't recall.
Like to me, I feel like it's guilt. Like, it's just every ounce of him is just, like, guilt. Like, he just can never do anything for himself. Everything has to be focused. Like, he just, I think that his anger all went into him consistently feeling guilty, you know, and that he can't make things better. You know, and he just, I think he just, like, he just needs a hug and a teddy bear and somebody to talk to, you know?
I'll give him a hug and a teddy bear.
you just want him just to get a hug from Kaylee. Like, don't you feel like that in all of this? You just want someone to hug him and say, it's going to be all right. You're doing okay. You're doing the best. Like, you just, Simon just needs a hug and a teddy bear and Tarek. And he could have a hug from Tarek and it would be all right then.
Exactly.
Okay, so why don't we talk about, like, the other side of the show here, which is, like, so completely different than everything going on with River and Simon. I mean, it might as well be another show. So we have the shootout at the OK Corral here, basically, that leaves Shepard wounded, because, you know, things could never possibly go well on any given smuggling mission. What did you guys think about the fact that they have to get in this alliance to help them and that there's like this secret identity to Shepard. What did you guys think about learning this information?
I was just really hoping that Shepard was going to die the whole time. I was like, yes, he got shot. Oh, yes, it looks bad. I was like, yes, please just go away. Please just go. And then he didn't. And then they revealed that he's some sort of big, I don't know who he is, but he's someone important, apparently. And I'm like, well, that means he's going to stick around. And I was just disappointed.
I just got really confused because I was trying to figure out if it was just like a Shepard thing that they all have this ID card that kind of clears them with the Alliance immediately, or whether it was something special that just Book had. I'm still confused, but I'm sure we'll get a little more, hopefully, of like what Shepard's affiliation is with the Alliance, because I really had no clue. I was just as flabbergasted as the rest of the crew when they were like, get this guy immediately to, you know, to surgery. I was like, what just happened?
Kind of makes you wonder what kind of connection he would have to get that kind of reception.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about it, too, he comes from an abbey where it is peaceful, and he, in the opening episode, he's very regretful of having killed a man, yet apparently he's had the skills to have done that. He has some serious fighting combat skills, which it does not sound like your typical Shepard would have them, so it makes you wonder, what was his life before he entered the abbey, that he has this amazing skill set? And on top of that, he's got this, like, get-out-of-jail-free card that got him a buy from the Alliance to come in and help him. They didn't look too carefully at Serenity, because there's all sorts of things wrong with that ship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It really makes you wonder what the hell is his background. It's clearly not normal Shepard fare. Knowing all of that, but seeing how Shepard act, does it make you trust him or not trust him?
I still don't trust him.
I think I trust him. I think I trust him less. Because if he's been holding this, you know, get out of jail free card in his pocket the whole time, like, what connection does he really have if he seems that important? Like, it makes me anxious about what him being on board could really do.
At the same time, if he wanted to cause them trouble, he could have long before now.
Yeah, but maybe what if he's just waiting for like the perfect moment, or like waiting for like just something like really important to happen? I mean, I don't know. I just don't like him.
Right.
And plus, I have to say, like, the Alliance is really stupid, because it's twice now that they've had hold of Serenity, and they're just like, okay, you can go. Bye. I mean, really? Come on.
Yeah, Alliance is not always that bright. they really aren't. I mean, with Shepard, I mean, I think the other good point is, too, is that once he calls for help, if, you know, let's say he was a mole, if his cover was blown, why wouldn't he have just gone with the Alliance? You know, or why wouldn't they have just taken him and been like, yeah, sucker, he's a double agent and whatever. But that's not what happens. So it really asks, you know, there's a lot of questions. There's definitely a lot of questions there. It's hard to tell specifically what's going on and where it's all going to lead to. So
I swear, if it ends up being like Jane being like some sort of like evil person and the Shepherd's like the good guy, I'm just going to punch them.
Poor Tarek.
If Shepard ever saves the day, Tarek's just gonna lose it.
I will. Yes, I will.
Oh God.
There, if Shepard ever saves the day, there better be a shirtless Simon scene to make up for it. Just saying.
Sorry, never mind. Okay. You know, so we have the two storylines that are going on, and obviously, you know, the Shepard one gets resolved and the crew comes back for Simon and River just in the nick of time as they're going to be burned as a witch or for practicing witchcraft. But we can see that, like, River's, like, talents are, like, amazing, like how she knows the truth on this kid and, you know, there's all this history and things that she flashes back to. Here's a question. Like, she was, like, super bright to start. Do you think she was, like, clairvoyant to begin with and then the Alliance enhanced it? Or is this something that happened to her under the alliance that she can sense all these other things? Like, where do you think, like, how talented was talented to begin with is, I guess, my question.
I feel like she must have just been, like, on the verge of, like, Einstein geniusness, and the alliance basically realized this and then worked on her to make her basically, like, psychic. I feel like that her psychic kind of ability is basically all alliance. I don't feel like she was any sort of clairvoyant beforehand, but her smarts definitely helped.
I definitely agree. I think that her knowledge and her just brain power was what gave them the okay, like, it gave them the clue that she could handle it, because she was already using so much of her brain and, like, was able to store information so much better than other people seem to, that's why she was the perfect candidate for, like, this psychic clairvoyant abilities thing. So I don't feel like she had it before, but it was more of an alliance-given talent.
So you have to wonder if there's some kind of latent spark that's necessary for anything like that to stick, that there could be a lot of failed ones from people that might have really huge brain power and don't have that spark, and maybe River has it.
And that could definitely be, like, I could see, you know, them trying on a lot of different people and it just doesn't necessarily work for some, and others it does. I could definitely see that.
I would just really like some sort of, like, one of the other girls or one of the other people that the alliance has messed with to see in this way, and to compare them between the two, just to see the differences between how River reacts and how another person reacts, and see if, like, Rivers is on the better half of the spectrum or on the worse half of the spectrum. Like, I really hope that's an episode or something that happens at some point.
Yeah, because you don't have a baseline, so you don't really know how bad is bad with River, you know, like, amongst the geniuses. Was she the genius, or was she the average genius? Exactly.
I just loved Jane going through all of Simon's stuff the minute Simon disappears, and then once they go and save Simon, him just dumping it in his room and, like, smiling at him and walking away. I just thought it was so incredibly Jane, and I loved that whole little bit.
It's nice to have you back on the ship.
It's just great.
It was funny. We were talking the last episode about Kaylee being incredibly honest. On some level, Jane is incredibly honest in that he is consistently out for Jane. So he's always going to be doing something selfish, you know? So there is something sort of refreshingly honest about the selfishness of Jane. He's consistently selfish.
Yeah, like, he's out to get whatever he can get. And that you're always going to have that with him. And so I just love that it's so in character that the minute Simon is gone, I'm going to go take what I can get. Like, it just fits his character so, so well.
One final question. Do you guys feel like any particular character after this episode, because we are now about roughly, like, a third of the way into this, do we feel like anybody's likability has increased after this episode, or anybody's dislikability has increased after this episode for any specific actions? What do you think?
I liked Simon a lot more because of the heart-to-heart. I'm sorry. I'm just a Simon, like, fan, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like, Simon, Simon, Simon. But anyway, I legitimately liked him more after this episode just because of the heart-to-heart that he had with the sister, and just because of the vulnerability. I can't say that word.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerabilities that he had. Exactly. And I also really disliked Shepard just because of that whole mysterious thing. So it was interesting because I've already had these kind of expectations or these feelings about those two characters before this episode, but after this episode, I liked Simon a lot more and I liked Shepard a lot less.
The one character who kind of changed for me this episode was River. In the past, I've felt bad for her, but I've never really understood much about her, and so she started to get kind of annoying, especially just with her tantrums and, like, acting out all the time, and there never seemed to be anything to do that they could help. And so she was starting to kind of wear on me, but after seeing her this episode with the whole, like, dancing scene and with her trying to help people and using what the Alliance has given her, or what they've, like, awakened, who knows, seeing her being able to use that a little bit made me feel more for her. So I'm hoping that that kind of continues and that she continues to kind of use these abilities and use them for good rather than whatever the Alliance is going to have her use them for.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you too. Like, this is the first episode that I felt like I really liked River. Like, before I was kind of tolerating her. I loved Simon. I mean, to me, I was sort of on Simon's wavelength of how, oh my God, like, I kind of could appreciate of how much he was going through with the sister and she just wouldn't get with the program. But I feel like this really made very human what River's struggle is. And you got to see how incredibly likable River was before everything happened to her. Because before this, I don't think you really understood how completely likable River was. So I think that makes a very big difference.
The flashbacks were really huge because you see how together she was when she was younger. And that, and then you juxtapose that with how off she is in this episode, in particular when she's talking about needles in her eyes and that kind of thing. And you just, your heart breaks.
Well, that wraps us up for this episode of Rewatchable, a podcast from Hypeable.com. So hopefully you'll join us the next time when we're going to be watching the episode Our Mrs. Reynolds, which is one of my favorite episodes. I love it. And if any of you people are Mad Men fans, you're going to see somebody in that who has a very big part in Mad Men. And you'll get to see her earlier in her career. So it should be a great crossover episode for anybody out there who is also a Mad Men fan. So hopefully you'll enjoy it when you get to watch it along with us. So until the next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Tarek.
And I'm Kristen.
Thanks for watching, guys. Bye.
Bye.